The connection between environment and health has traditionally focused on toxic exposure. Identify what's in the water or the food or air that's making us sick. But there's research showing climate change may cause killer heat waves, worse hurricanes, and more disease-carrying mosquitoes. Howard Frumkin directs the National Center for Environmental Health. He says there's growing awareness about the link between ecology and public health.
We're learning more and more that if you put those two strands of thought together, you understand much better the diseases that affect us and how to control them.
Frumkin points to the world's most prevalent parasitic disease, malaria. He says it's showing up in areas it's never been before because of changes in agriculture, climate, and food marketing. There are other problems, too. Some scientists at the conference said the Amazon rainforests are getting drier because of clear cutting to make way for soybean fields. Closer to home, changes in agriculture led Wisconsin to regulate the size of so-called factory farms. There are also local regulations to limit manure runoff, which has resulted in large fish kills and contaminated wells. Henry Anderson oversees environmental issues for the State Division of Public Health. He says local action can spark broader efforts to produce cleaner water and air.
I think Wisconsin can be a good ground for trying out different issues.
One example of that is a program called Cities for Climate Protection. Milwaukee and Madison are just some of the municipalities in Wisconsin which are trying to set emission controls comparable to those found in the Kyoto Protocol. The International Environmental Treaty has never been ratified by the U.S. Senate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.